Hey, hey, listeners. Welcome back to Talk All Day with Miss Balde. I hope that this message reaches ears that are truly ready to listen. Let's dive right in. People think they know you, and by this assumption, they judge you or they ridicule you. They're constantly telling you who you are, who you should be, and there always seems to be somebody in your ear telling you what's best for you, or what you should be doing with your life, or, you know, what quote-unquote makes the most sense. What's sad is they let those ideas and assumptions stick. They never open themselves up to the possibility of getting to know you for who you really are. They don't let you have the opportunity to present your true self to them. You know, it's almost as if they think or see what they want, and anything beyond that is wrong. Anything beyond that is simply not believable. And why? Because their idea of you has stuck so hard in their mind, they can't see past it. You know, it's easy to put up a front on social media. And if you don't understand what I mean when I say this, let me go into more depth. People tell a little snippet of stories of their lives every day for the world to see. But that's the thing. It's just a story. A small glimpse of a passing moment. A photo, a video, or a vlog. You know, maybe it's a happy moment. Maybe it's sad. But it doesn't matter if you have one or hundreds or thousands of people looking through your social media daily. It doesn't matter how much or how little of yourself that you put out there. People will only see what they want to see, and that's something that they will let last forever. No one can ever truly know the real you until you show them, until you let them see you exactly for who you are. To be real, to be raw, to be genuine, open, and vulnerable, that should be the goal. At least, that's my goal. No one gets to really see that side of you until you're ready to show it. So here's my problem with social media. The thing is, people see this glimpse of you or your life and subconsciously pack it away. They pack it away in hopes of recreating it for themselves one day because somebody else did it, because somebody else wore it, or because somebody else vacationed there. Now, don't get me wrong. I think having an idol or someone you look up to is a beautiful thing. What I'm saying is that oftentimes people mistake genuinely wanting something for themselves because it's what they need or want, with thinking that they want something for themselves because the idea was already planted in their brain. Society has a grasp on so many people's minds, closing them off, showing them only one way, quote unquote, the right way, as some would say. And it's problematic because these people are sleeping through their lives. It's time to wake up. It's time to take back control. It's time to uncover how you want to build, reconnect, and move forward with your life. Instead of looking for outside reasons of purpose, find them within yourself. Give yourself purpose. Carve your own path. Light your own way. And speaking of paving your own way, you know, I've been going through this journey of self-discovery for a few months now. And let me be the first to say, the lessons I was taught, the steps I took, the pain I've endured to get here, as hard as all of it was to go through, it was worth it. I wouldn't want it to go any differently for me because where I am right here, right now, I wouldn't change that for anything. You know, I'm tired of people trying to tell me how to live my life. I'm tired of letting other people's disappointment in me for not doing something the way that it was expected take hold of me anymore. I will no longer hold their pity in my heart, mind, or soul. I will no longer live in the prison of expectations. I was being suffocated, my light was being dimmed, and my true self was being hidden. Well, she's not hiding anymore. And you know what? I am so proud of her, of me. I'm thankful for the hardships that I've faced. I've been blessed with this crazy, amazing, twisting journey of life. It's mine, and mine only. Of course, I have people who I hold so dearly to me that will put in their two cents every now and then, or make sure that I'm okay and going down the right path. People who show me their unending love and support daily, even if they have to do it from afar. They know who they are, and they know what they mean to me. So tell me, when will it be your turn? Your turn to stop being suffocated, diminished, or hidden? When will you take hold of your life and journey again? Just remember, one small moment of envy impacts the mind entirely. It feels like it stays with us for an eternity. We have to take these moments for ourselves. Live for ourselves. Do better for ourselves. And most of all, love ourselves. Your life is yours and yours alone. What will you do with it? Thank you for tuning in again to Talk All Day with Miss Valde. Until next time.